Thank you for joining me today as we continue looking at defeating envy. Defeating envy. We want to pick up today by looking at the associates of envy. In 1 Peter chapter 2, and looking at verse 1, the Bible reveals several different associates of envy. We find in 1 Peter 2 and verse 1, the Bible says, "Therefore, laying aside all malice, deceit, hypocrisy," includes envy, "and all evil speaking." And so the associates or envy are things that are commonly accompanied by envy. He says here, malice, deceit, hypocrisy, and all evil speaking. So the point we're making here as we think about this is that whenever there is envy present, there's also many times other aspects that are going to be present as well. Other things are going to have to, they're going to occur that we have to deal with as well. Envy doesn't always come by itself. He says there, malice and deceit, hypocrisy, and all evil speaking, all things which we want nothing to do with. We also find, as we look at 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 20, some more things that are often associated with envy. He says, beginning in 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 20, "For I fear lest when I come, I shall not find you such as I wish, and that I shall be found by you such as you do not wish. Lest there be contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, backbitings, whisperings, conceits, tumults." These are all things that, again, are accompanied with envy. All things that are commonly present when envy is present. Wrath, strifes, backbitings, whisperings, swellings, tumults. All things that cause dissension. All things that cause division. You think about looking at 1 Peter 2 and verse 1 and 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 20. How you have, when you add all these up, and we're not done yet, you add up malice, guile, hypocrisies, all different types of evil speaking. And then you begin to add up, you add to that wrath, strifes, backbitings, whisperings, swellings, and tumults there, or conceits and tumults, as the New King James says there. All things that cause division, all things that cause problems, all things that cause hurt. We also find in Titus chapter 3 and verse 3 other things that are often associated with envy. You know, it's interesting as you consider any type of sin, it very seldom comes by itself, that it seems to bring its other evil friends with it. We look at Titus 3 and verse 3. We find here foolishness, disobedience, deception, various lusts and pleasures, malice and hate are all found here in Titus 3 and verse 3, which the Bible says, "For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another." Again, all friends of envy, all different types of associates that come along with envy. And the last associate we want to notice here with envy is strife and divisions. As you look at 1 Corinthians 3, beginning in verse 1, the Bible says, "And I, brethren, cannot speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food. For until now you are not able to receive it. Even now you are still not able, for you are still carnal." And notice this in verse 3. "For where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men?" He tells them here that, he shows that some of the associates of envy are strife and divisions. And he also says, because of these things, you're behaving like carnal or like sinful men. And that's something else we have to consider as well as we think about overcoming envy, is that it carries all this other baggage that we don't want, and it causes us to behave like sinful people of the world. And our last thing we want to consider today as we think about envy, and we're going to continue looking at envy again next week, is looking at some results of envy, or you might say because of envy, these things happen. And there could be a huge long list if we wanted to look at it. We're going to look at just a few. Because of envy, Cain killed Abel. Going all the way back to the book of Genesis, we find that Cain rose up and killed his own brother. A story that still to me today is very hard to discuss without getting emotional about it, because it's talking about a man who killed his own person of his own relation, his own blood brother. In 1 John 3 and verse 12, the Bible says, "Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. What's been described there? Envy. Sometimes it's also described as jealousy, but those two are you might say, are just evil twins of one another, jealousy and envy. Because of envy, the Philistines stopped Isaac's wells. That is, they filled them in. We find this in Genesis 26, verses 12 and through verse 15. Then Isaac sold him that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper and to continue prospering until he became very prosperous. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and a great number of servants, so the Philistines envied him. And as a result, look at verse 15. Now the Philistines had stopped up all the wells which his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham his father, and they had filled them in with earth, or filled it in with dirt. Why? Because they were envious. They were jealous of him. Because of envy, Joseph's brothers sold him into Egyptian slavery. Genesis 37, verse 11 says, and his brothers envied him, but his father kept the matter in mind. This referencing the occasion where Joseph is trying to reveal things to his family. And what happens? His brothers envy him. They show a great distaste for Joseph. And also we find, because of envy, Korah, Dathan, and Abram rebelled against Moses in the wilderness. In Psalm 106, verses 16 and 17, the Bible says, when they envied Moses in the camp, and Aaron the saint of the Lord, the earth opened up and swallowed Dathan and covered the faction of Abram. What happens there? Because of envy, they rebelled against Moses. What happened, though? The Lord took care of them. But the reason those things took place is because of envy. And the last thing I want to notice for us today is another event that took place because of envy. And we understand in prophecy why these things took place. But also, we find it's very clear that envy had a part of it. Because of envy, men crucified Christ. Matthew 27, verse 12, the Bible says, for he knew that they had handed him over because of envy. This is Pontius Pilate. He knew that why Christ was there is because the Jews and others envied him. They were jealous of him. They had a great hate for him. We can overcome envy. We can defeat it. We recognize its associates, its evil twins that come along with it, and we also recognize what can happen because of envy. So let's be those who strive to overcome and defeat envy, and not to be those who simply blindly